A weak upper-level disturbance is rolling through the region this afternoon. It has delivered a decent amount of cloud cover and also some scattered snow showers and squalls. Further, there is a band of lake effect snow that has been blowing off of Lake Ontario for about the past 24 hours. And as we work through the next few hours, any of the snow showers and even that band of lake effect snow will come to an end. We'll see a little area of ridging build in from the west, and that will even serve to eliminate some of the clouds tonight. It's going to be a fairly comfortable night for this time of year, with overnight low temperatures mainly in the 20s, with teens in the typically colder locations across the north. Coming up tomorrow, high pressure will actually build in from the south. We'll see a little warm front come through, and that will bring us some clouds and potentially a couple of snow showers across the far north. But the big change is going to be on the thermometer, as temperatures rise well into the 30s to around 40 across the north and into the lower to mid-40s from the capital region on south. By Sunday, though, we're going to be dealing with another storm system. This one will ride up along the coastline. There's not going to be a lot of cold air available for this storm, so it looks like it'll be a wintry mix, probably a mixture of snow and rain, potentially some sleet as well, as that storm system rides up the east coast. Right now, it looks like the best chance for precipitation will be from the capital region on south and east, and the most likely precipitation type in that area is going to be rain. From the Albany area north and west, there is the potential for some snow or a wintry mix. As the storm blows through, the rain will quickly change to snow Sunday night as precipitation winds down. And then on Monday, an Arctic cold front will cross the region that could trigger some snow showers or squalls, and that's going to bring about an Arctic blast for the end of 2013 and New Year's Day on Wednesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers across the far north, high in the 30s to around 40. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably cloudy tonight, low 16 to 22, and tomorrow variably to mostly cloudy, high in the 30s to around 40. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the lower to mid-20s, and tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, variably cloudy tonight, low 18 to 24, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain and or snow, especially from the capital region south and east, high in the 30s to around 40, and on Monday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers and squalls, gusty and turning colder, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.